SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israeli jets struck southern Lebanon and Beirut's southern suburbs today, killing at least 21 people, including a city mayor. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is telling Israel to address the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza within 30 days or risk losing U.S. weapons assistance. Also at SRNNews.com, tragedy in Nigeria where more than 100 people were killed when a fuel tanker exploded overnight. Details from the BBC.
The police in Jigawa State told the BBC that the victims were collecting petrol, which was leaking from the broken-down truck, when a spark triggered an explosion. A police spokesman said the area had been cordoned off and people were repeatedly warned not to go near the place. He said the crowd overpowered the police and started scooping the leaked fuel off the road. Many of the victims were burnt beyond recognition. Dozens of others who survived sustained serious injuries.
A new Gallup poll says Americans have more trust in their state and local governments than they do in Congress or the media.
67% of those responding to the poll said they had a great deal or fair amount of trust in their local government. Compare that to just 34% who say the same about Congress and 31% who say they trust the mass media to report the news, quote, fully, accurately, and fairly. 55% say they trust their state governments. Bob Agner reporting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his plan to win his country's fight against Russia's invasion could bring peace next year, but it contains a step that some crucial Western allies have so far refused to countenance, inviting Ukraine to join NATO before the war ends. Zelensky has recently been trying to win approval from Western partners. This is SRN News. More and more hospitals are doing sex change operations on children.
According to the group Do No Harm, more than 220 U.S. medical centers perform so-called gender reassignment surgeries on kids under the age of 18 or offer puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Do No Harm, which takes its name from a key phrase in the Hippocratic Oath, reports that thousands of youngsters have been subjected to such surgeries in the past 5 years at a cost of tens of millions of dollars. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's health department is threatening to sue TV stations over an ad that urges voters to approve a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The department says the ad includes false information and could confuse voters. Separately, the Florida Office of Election Crimes and Security has issued a report indicating a large number of forged signatures were submitted. This is SRN News. Nebraska residents with felony records could learn today whether they'll be able to vote in next month's presidential election.
In August, the state's high court heard arguments on a lawsuit challenging a decision by Nebraska's top election officials to ignore a new state law that restores the voting rights of those convicted of a felony. The state attorney general had said in July that the new law was unconstitutional, and Secretary of State Bob Evnen ordered county election officials not to register those with felony convictions for the November election. The American Civil Liberties Union sued on behalf of several Nebraska residents with felonies, but a decision affects some 7,000 people. I'm Donna Water.
Vice President Harris will sit down for a Fox News interview today for the first time. The interview with Fox anchor Bret Baier will air this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. More details at srnnews.com.